So I want to start from John chapter 4, theme, verse 6. And then I teach and preach from there. You know, 2 weeks ago, last year I couldn't come here. I had to be in Global Harvest to minister. But 2 weeks ago, I started talking about the name Jesus. And I'm going to push some more. If I didn't finish this week again, I'll continue next week. You know, because I want you to know this. Listen, let me start from here, even before reading the scripture. The name of Jesus in your mouth is more powerful than any equipment that has ever been made. The name of Jesus in your mouth, more potent than the greatest weapon ever invented. And if you got that and understand revelation that is in that name, then you will win all your war. There's no way that you will not live victoriously in this life. And that is the essence of this teaching, of this preaching. So that we will know the efficacy. We will know the power. We will know what is in the name of Jesus. And that's why this morning I press on to preach to us and teach us on how Jesus got that name. You know, how the name Jesus, what is in it? If you understood how he got his name, then you will lay more emphasis, you will have better understanding, you will have better revelation about the name of Jesus. More so, you'll be able to use the name appropriately. If you understood how we came about the name of Jesus. John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comment unto the Father, but by me. That's what he says here. He said, I am not a way. I am not a truth. I am not a lie. But Jesus said emphatically. You see in your Bible, if you have good Bible, you will see there red letter words. Nobody said that about him. I wonder about a man that said, he said, one of the disciples said, how do we get to God? And he said boldly, without any apologies, without any recourse, you know, to any Google. He said, I am the way. I am the way. There were other gods. There were other beings around that time. But Jesus, knowing that they had some other gods they were worshiping. The Corinthians had their gods. You know, the people in Ephesus had their gods. But Jesus, same boldly here, when he was rounding off on his ministry, and said, show us the way to the Father. And he said to the disciples, he said, I am the way. Glory to Jesus. I don't think there's a man on earth that has that kind of boldness to make that declaration in this present century. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. He said, I am the life. Emphasis on thee. I am the way. If you want to go to God, the way to God is through me. If you want to go to any other being, you can go through any other way. But if you want to see God, you want to have fellowship with God, relationship with God, it has to be through me. He is the way. He is the truth that you need. There's no truth. I remember I shared this with us, you know, many Sundays past. There's no other truth. He is the truth. And he is the life. In him is life. In him is life. He said boldly to the people, to his disciples, he said, I'm the way. When he was going, therefore, he was able to say to them, now I'm going, and because he has said that I am the way to God, he now said, now that I'm going, he said, now you should know, if I am the way to God, after I had gone, my name will be the way to God. He said, he tattoo, because I'm with you. You see me, I'm still training you, I'm still teaching you. He said, he tattoo, you haven't prayed in my name. But I am going. After I had gone, the same way that I am the way to God is the same way my name will be the way to God. In other words, you haven't prayed my name. He said, whatsoever ye ask in my name, he said, I'm going to do it. Whatsoever. Whatsoever. 2 weeks ago, I spoke to us about the power of attorney that he gave to us. Can we see again? Let's read the book of Mark chapter 16 very quickly. As I press on some more. Mark chapter 16. Valedictory of Jesus. If you have the right Bible, you will see again that is red letter. Wherever you see red letter in the Bible, those words, they came directly from the mouth of Jesus. Directly from the mouth of Jesus. And this is what he said to the people when he was about to go. He said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And see what he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. What will make us to know that you believe is not that your color will change. It's not that you smell differently. It's not that you will have a new car. It's not that you have a new job. He said, these are the signs that will show that you had an encounter with me. He said, in my name. So in other words, you see what he's doing again. When he's about to leave, he laid a gauntlet for them. He said, I'm leaving, but I'm leaving behind my name. What is it that you are going to inherit after I'm gone? My name. What is it that is going to be your surety after I'm gone? My name. Because that name was brought by the precious blood of the Lamb. So I'm leaving the name for you. Praise God. I'm not going to leave you disappointed and hopeless and say, in my name. When I was here, I've sent you forth. I said, you preach to people in my name. You heal the people in my name. And so don't let it be strange now that I'm going. He said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. Praise God. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. In my name, they will take up serpents. In my name, if they drink any deadly thing, they shall not hurt them. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Oh, glory to Jesus. In my name, when you see the sick and you lay hands, he will recover. As long as it's in the name of the Lord Jesus. As long as I'm not using the name of any other person. He said, in my name, as long as you use the name, he said, the person shall recover. And she immediately left. The apostle had a challenge. Let's see the book of Acts very quickly. And you see here how they used the power of the attorney that was given them. In the book of Acts, you know, this particular day they were going, you know, to pray. Acts chapter 3. What God did in Mark chapter 16 was that he gave a power of attorney. You need to go back and listen to that first message on the name Jesus, you know, so that I'll not waste time a lot. I said to Ross 2 weeks ago, I said he gave us the authority to use his name. When he was going, that's what he did. Before he went to the cross, that's what he told them. He said, in my name, whatsoever you ask in my name. In Mark 16, when he rose and he was about to go, he said, in my name, you go use it. That's power of attorney. And I said to us three things about power of attorney. I said the first thing about power of attorney is you want to check about the person that is behind the name, the power of attorney. If somebody gave you a check of $1 billion, you want to know the person that has given you. For you to think that this will fly or will not fly. Because a madman can see a check on the road, you know, and just put $1 million. And surely you know that, look, police will carry you when you go to bank. But when you see the man that is behind, when you see the signature,
on the check, then you know that this check is likely to fly. That is power of attorney that has been transmitted. Power of attorney, we talk about the extent to which the authority we work. You know, will it work for a year? Will it work for 2 years? Glory to God. You know that the authority that Jesus has transferred to us will work forever. Glory to God. And power of attorney, we talk about the region on which the authority we work. The name of Jesus, we walk. The Bible says in the book of Philippians, you know, on earth, under the heart, and in heaven. Hallelujah. That is the awesome power that backs up the name. And in Acts chapter 3, you see the demonstration. Because the apostles remember that Jesus had transmitted authority in the name, you know, to them. And so when they were going, normally this man, they give hands before they understand that there's a power of heart on it they have, before they understand the power in the name of Jesus, before they understand the fact that he has said, whatsoever ye ask in my name. And so they remember the power of heart on it. And I remember the two of them said to them, said, ya dunkini, whoa, your God or so he said, let's try this thing. He said, now Peter and John went up together to the temple of the house of prayer, being denied her. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them, because that's the way he had been receiving things from them and from the people and the people that walk into the temple. Then Peter said, this morning, we understood something. We have, like I said to us, when you have an understanding of the name of Jesus, it's more potent than the greatest weapon ever invented. It's more potent than the weapon that went to destroy, you know, the Iranian. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have, I give thee. He said, in the name, say to your neighbor, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He was looking at them to receive silver. He was looking at them to receive gold. He was looking at them to receive some other things. But he said, no, we don't have, but we have something. You know that sometimes the pressure of life is demanding from you what you don't have. You know, sometimes challenges of life demanding from you what you don't have. You know that pressure of life sometimes change you to the person that you're not. You know, pressure of life sometimes make you to get angry like a mad person. Pressure of life sometimes make you, you know, to look down, you know, on your neighbor. You know, sometimes pressure of life make you to become bitter. In your spirit, bitterness is not there. In your spirit, anger is not there. In your spirit, resentment is not there. In your spirit, all no negative things is not there. They are not there. But the pressure of life, relationship with people, one with people, we want to produce what is not on the inside of you. They were asking, you know, the man was asking from them what they don't have. Praise God. But they remember. Like I want you to remember this morning that you don't have all those things, but you have in you the power of attorney. You have in your mouth the name of Jesus. Whatever you see in your life that is bad, whatever you see in your life that is not looking straight, whatever you see in your life that is not looking up, you have in your mouth authority. You have in your mouth power. You have in your mouth life. Oh, glory. Of the name of Jesus is life. You have in your mouth. They say, we don't have gold. We don't have Shiva. But we have something. If you don't care, we give you what you have. Oh, glory to Jesus. You're walking here on earth with power on the inside of you. You're walking here on earth with authority on the inside of you. You're walking on earth with possibilities on the inside of you. The spirit of a believer carries all possibilities. And so in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, oh, praise God. You know, they did not just say in the name of Jesus alone. He said, the name Amadele Niamorike. What we know, we know. What we have, we have. Praise God. Some other things I may not know, but this one I know. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he did not even wait. He took him because he knows that that sickness will respond to that name. He grabbed him immediately. A demonstration of the power of attorney. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have that kind of name that works on heart, in heaven, underneath the heart, you want to know more about the name. And so I want to quickly start by telling us. I'll just say one, because I want to round up very quickly. I'll continue next week, so that's why you should not miss church next week. Praise God. How did he get his name? How did he derive his name? The first one I want to give you, say to you, is that the name Jesus was given by God. The name Jesus was given by God. You know that on the eighth day, when the child is delivered, the father will want to call the name. But God did not allow Joseph to name this son. No. God himself went to Joseph. He said, I know that your family is Ogun's family. Or your family is Shango's family. And I know they've started submitting names. I know some of you, you have your first child. You know how many names you have? Some of you is 20 because even you consulted the great-great-grandfather to bring the name. The first child always have about 20 names. You know, you give all the names on earth, and then you go like a teacher was saying the other time. If you are not careful, someone will go to the grave and collect the name. Iya, bo ni amo ti bi mo e duro ke ti ero mo suba ti bi bo be owo oruko wo le wa pe won wa gbe ti le ori sare bayi. And that's all the demons are troubling the child. But Jesus was given. Before Joseph, we begin to get names, you know, from uncles, from aunties, you know, and then, you know, Joseph had a special name that was going to give Jesus. You could have said that, mi o monpe Joseph. Do you understand? That was the name I was going to give Jesus. You didn't know I was there. He consulted with me before Jesus came. You know, mi o monpe tabi eyiba mi lo jiji. That's the name we are giving this son. Eyiba mi lo jiji. Do you understand that? You know, but before he will say, Eyiba mi lo jiji, turn to book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and see what God interjected, because he didn't want Joseph to name Jesus Eyiba mi lo jiji. You know, so he appeared to him. Matthew 1, 21. And he said, okay, let's go to 20, because it was a communication. You know, I'm teaching about prayer. We need to come on Tuesday. You know, and Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. You know, while he was thinking, there was a communication. You know, your thought is a form of communication. Do you understand that? And so when he was having that conversation within him, you know, it stimulated the appearance of an angel that said, that came from God, said to him, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, because he was going to put him aside. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So, what is in her is not your child. So, it is of the Holy Ghost. And so, the Holy Ghost had come to give the name. Before you will say, what? Ejiba Milo Jiji. And she shall bring forth a son, and I shall call his name Jesus. In your Bible, did you see full colon in your Bible? If you have right Bible, you know, I said be bringing Bible. I don't want to be seeing people, you know, reading Bible from phones. From next week, actually, I'll be saying raise your phone and then straight into your bag. You know, the church I went to minister last week, that's the way they do it. They put phone. Bring your phone, invite people to service, and then put it in your bag. You understand that? You can't be coming to church and be coming with phone. And then you wear nice dress, nice shoe. And then you want to read Bible, you bring phone out. Yeah, that's not good. When you are coming to church, come with Bible. Say to your neighbor, when you are coming to church, come with your Bible. Say to another neighbor, when you're coming to church, come with your Bible. If you continue to come to church with your phone, that phone, Alana, and then that will be the end. And he said, see your Bible, you will see full colon. Four colon means that the next statement has something to do with previous one. And say, you shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. You call his name Yehoshua. That is the meaning of Jesus. Jesus means Savior. And so when he appeared, he said, you will call this man Savior, Yehoshua. That is the name. God gave Jesus that name. And he said the name is Savior. He will save the people from themselves. He will save the people from destruction. He will save the people from their sin. Save means sozo, S-O-Z-O. That is the name, that is the origin, the verb from which Savior came from. Sozo is a comprehensive word that includes eternal salvation. And so when you say in the name of Jesus, you know what you're doing? You are proclaiming your eternal salvation. When you say in the name of Jesus, that's what I want us to begin to see from this morning. That name of Jesus is not just any ordinary name. The more of the revelation you have of that name, the more of the power that will be released into your life. It said it is eternal salvation. It is forgiveness of sin. So when you say in the name of Jesus, you know what you are doing? You are reenacting or reminding yourself that my sins were forgiven. You were delivered. You were healed. You were saved from sickness and disease. You are delivered from demonic power. You are rescued, preservation from danger, safety from spiritual conflict or danger, freedom from slavery. The name Jesus is more than I'm just born again. Each time you say in the name of Jesus, you are saying more. Because that name given at birth is Yehoshua. The name saves. So when you call the name of Jesus, it brings salvation. And that's why when you want to give your life to Jesus, you will do that in the name of Jesus. It brings salvation. When you say in the name of Jesus, it brings protection. When you say in the name of Jesus, it brings healing. When you say in the name of Jesus, he brings deliverance. Are you in any danger? It's because you haven't called the name of Jesus. When you call the name of Jesus, even if you are sick, it will bring healing. Because the name is the Savior. He will save from sickness. He will save from danger. He will save from bondage. He will bring victory. He will bring freedom. And it will make you whole. The first way Jesus got his name is Father. Call him Jesus. You know what the Bible says? Whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Whosoever shall call upon. It will interest you. That even that place in the Bible is not saying that if Christians, you know that place, is not saying, if the holy Joshua, you know that place is not saying, if the saints Mary, whosoever. And that is why in time of crisis, you see Elijah, they call upon the name, and the name works for them. Because the Bible says whosoever. When you learn to call the name of Jesus with faith, not that you call the name as an exclamation mark. Not that you see that, the tire burst and say, in the name of Jesus. When you call him the name of Jesus with faith in your heart, something will happen. Whosoever. Whosoever. When you have unbelievers, even in desperate situation of life, and they remember. You know that they know that Jesus is the Son of God. They only train them not to say it outside. They only say that we know that it's a prophet. But when they are in trouble, the day of trouble, when they tire me the road, they said in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved, because God named him Savior. So the first way he got the name is that he was christened Jesus. And the meaning of that is salvation. The meaning of that is Savior. So any day you call upon the name, that name will work for you. You know what the Bible says again? Whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus, not only will be saved, will not be put to shame. There's enormous power in that name because it was given. It's a Christian name and it means Savior. So if you dare call upon him in trouble, if you dare call upon him in danger, if you dare call upon him when you are sick, if you dare call upon him when you are in bondage, if you dare call upon him when they're giving up on you, if you dare call upon him when the roads are blocked and you are confused, you don't know whether to turn to the left or to turn to the right, if you can call and shout the name Jesus, like the Red Sea parted, clearance will come your way. Like the Red Sea parted, confusion will disappear. Like the Red Sea parted, understanding, you will know what to do at every point in time. Because that name releases bondage. That name brings light. That name brings salvation. You can never call upon the name of Jesus and be put into shame. No matter what you are passing through this morning, I put this challenge. I throw the gauntlet like Jesus said to the apostles in my name. I throw the gauntlet to you this morning. Call the name Jesus upon the crisis that you are facing now. Call the name Jesus upon the trouble you are facing now. Call the name Jesus upon whatsoever you dare to call upon the name. And next week you are coming with testimony. Can I please rise to our feet? Hallelujah to Jesus. I'll continue from there next week. There are four different ways Jesus got his name. I mentioned the first. I'll talk about the three. Rest next week. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is power in the name. Kosoruko Sodabiti Jesu. Kosoruko Sodabiti Baba. Kosoruko Sodabiti Jesu. Oruko, oruko, oruko tojo ruko. Come on, let's sing together. Koso ruko, so dabi Jesus. Koso ruko. Oh, Whatsoever mountain that stands before you, whatsoever trouble that stands before you, whatsoever challenge, whatever fear, oh, glory to Jesus. There are some people nursing certain fear this morning. And you are hoping that it will not be a Monday. You are afraid and worried. Weekend has just quickly come and is facing out. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command your fear to vanish and hope to rise. In the name of Jesus, the mountain before you, the trouble before you, I command them to be flattened. In the name of Jesus, I command help your way. I command help your way. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every infirmity. Oh, every knee must bow at the mention of the name of Jesus. I command every infirmity of sickness. I command you to disappear. I command growth to disappear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the doctor has written, contrary, I command your system to reset. In the name of Jesus, there's deliverance in the name. Yehoshua, Savior. Yehoshua, Savior. I command that you will be saved from impending danger and doom. In the name of Jesus, I command you be saved from every trouble. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace. 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 Peace to your life. I speak peace to everything that you hold. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Are you standing here this morning? You haven't given your life to Jesus? And I want to encourage you to so do. There's a need for you to be born again. I bet you that. Your destiny has not started if you haven't given your life to Jesus. Or once you gave your life to Jesus, but you backslidden, come and place your right hand over your chest very quickly. Place your right hand over your chest. There's a need for you. Either to rededicate, either to give your life to Jesus. Destiny begins when you know Jesus. Destiny begins. It's not about coming to church. You must, at a point in time in your life, deliberately, consciously, give your life to Him. It's not about you are going to your father's church or your mother's church. It's not that you were born in a church. That's salvation. That's not salvation. Romans 10:9 make us know what salvation is. You believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you'll be saved. That's salvation. Not that you are born into a Christian home or a Christian family. If your right hand is over your chest, let me be sure so that I can lead you in prayer. You say the words of prayer after me. I'm not seeing any hands over the chest. Does it mean everybody's born again? Okay. Okay, so say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And so I'm born again. Glory to Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, my sister, for saying those prayers. At least I can see one hand. I don't know where the other hand. So after the service, just come and see my brother here. Just make sure you see him. Just have a word with you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sure you are blessed. Come on, put your hands together for that.